We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so very much for joining me, Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide. And by the way, I want you to get a piece of paper or write something down. The number is no longer 866. The number now is 870. I repeat, 870 for you to join the show. 870-330-4930. We have a very interesting guest. Her name, Amy Kimoto Khan. The book, Simply Ramen, a complete course in preparing ramen at home. Meals that you can make at home. A beautifully illustrated book. And our good guest, whom I'm greeting now, hello, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm delighted to have you with us. And I would like to start off with your background, which is very, very interesting, and your upbringing, your schooling, your going to Japan, and so forth. I leave it up to you. Amy, go right to it.
Well, I am a Yonsei, which is a fourth-generation Japanese-American, and that just means that my great-grandparents on both sides of my family were born in Japan. So we were the first to move to America, and I was born and raised in Orange County in a town called Fullerton, California. I have an older brother and an older sister, and we, even though we were fourth generation Japanese American, we went to Japanese school every Saturday for a number of years, and I also took Japanese in college, but believe it or not, I wouldn't consider myself anywhere fluent in Japanese because I just don't get enough practice. But at any rate, the Japanese gene definitely runs strong even through the fourth generation. And I grew up not only, you know, eating a lot of American food, but Japanese food on a weekly basis. And every night we always had Japanese hot rice in a pot warmed. And whether it was spaghetti or pork chops, we were always having our rice on the side.
You know, the book is beautifully done, and we'll go to the details later. But
sure.
You had no formal culinary training or school. So it's just the love for food gave you the idea to write. But Simply Ramen, R-A-M-E-N, let's explain that word to someone. They don't know what we're talking about. What is ramen?
Well, I'm hoping that the familiarity with ramen is not, you know, the packaged noodles that everyone ate in college with the high salt flavoring that came with it. I think that's what a lot of people associate ramen with. But really, it has been elevated to a wonderful bowl that has elements in it that are not just single noted, so you always have a great soup base. You always have delicate springy noodles, and you always have fresh toppings. That those three components that make up ramen really are all equally important. And so when you find a really good bowl, you'll find one that has, you know, just the right density of soup. You'll have salt content that's not really overpowering. You'll have handmade noodles, and they won't take up too much of the soup. The noodles will hold their own, and you'll have really delicious toppings that have been given just as much attention that every other component in the bowl has been given. So hopefully your listeners will be intrigued enough to go seek out a great bowl of ramen versus having, you know, the old standby in the dry noodle packet. Maybe they'll be encouraged to try some gourmet ramen.
So where is ramen available? Are there stores in various cities? And how does it come packaged? Amy Kimoto-Khan?
So I would say if you're a ramen enthusiast, you probably are going to seek out ramen at your favorite ramen ya, is what they're called. So restaurants that serve ramen are called ramen yas. And they are all over the country, and they're popping up more and more. And if you just Yelp, you know, ramen in your city, you'll see reviews for great ramen places in almost every place in the country. And so if you were to purchase ramen, there are also alternatives that you can make that are more fresh, that come with fresh noodles and, you know, some soup that's already made in a packet that you probably add hot water to. But my cookbook will teach you how to make it from scratch at home so that you can have it on a daily basis and you don't have to have that high salt content. It could be a much healthier version of something that you would buy in a store, and it will be close to what you can get at a proper ramen restaurant. But I would say that most ramen fanatics will probably still go seek out their favorite ramen shop.
Now, ramen comes already made, but in your book, and by the way, I need to mention that the illustrations and photography is just very beautiful. Amy Kimoto-Khan, the author of Simply Ramen, a complete course in preparing ramen meats at home. Who did the photography, which is beautiful?
Well, all of the photography taken in Japan was by a friend and photographer of mine. His name is Andy Hatch, and that's Andy Hatch Photography. And she accompanied me on my trip to Japan, where I did go to ramen school in Osaka, and she took all of the pictures that you see that are from Japan. And then the rest of the food photography was done by a gentleman named Colin Cook, and that was through Race Point Publishing, my publisher. So he photographed all of the food photography, but all of the Japanese, the ones taken in Japan, were my friend Andy Hatch.
Am I to assume, Amy, that you speak Japanese fluently?
I do not. So I said earlier that I went to Japanese school for over 8 years and took it in college, but really it's a language that needs to be used on a daily basis to really hold on to it, and I would not say I am fluent in any way. When I went to Japan, I was fearful of speaking it and speaking it incorrectly, so I spoke very minimally while I was there. But I grew up in a home where my parents, you know, their parents, my grandparents, encouraged my parents to speak English all of the time, and they didn't want them to have any sort of accent so that they could fit in. And in doing so, you know, my parents kind of lost that language but understood much more than they could speak. And then with us, you know, we spoke English all the time. And when we used Japanese, it was really for food. We would use Japanese when we spoke about food, or when we walked into the house, we would say, Tadaima, which is like, I'm home. or before we started our dinner, we would say, Gochi so sama, we would say itadakimasu, which is, you know, we're about to eat dinner, and then when we excused ourselves, we'd say
How did you manage the school, the ramen school? Was that in Japanese or English?
It was in English. It was entirely in English.
See.
And there was a translator there that translated for my sensei, who spoke all Japanese. So without the translator there, I would not have been able to understand anything.
I got you. In just a few minutes, we're nearing a break, and you, Amy Kimoto-Kan, the author of Simply Ramen, you will stay with me for the next segment, which is coming up here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. I will give you again a number to call if you'd like to participate and win a book, 870-330-4930. I repeat the number, 870-330-4930. I can send you Simply Ramen or any other book that I have in my possession for your call that we'd love to hear from. So we'll continue looking at the contents. Finally, we'll continue with Amy Kimoto-Kan right here on America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday for 2 hours with your host, Pierre Wolf. Don't go away. Much more to come your way.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotel's founder, Spencer Penrose, built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Simply Ramen, R-A-M-E-N. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And I got the one and only Amy Kumoto Khan. Amy, do you do a blog that you would like to mention and your website? Would you like to do that, Amy?
Sure. It's www.easyteasyjapanesey.com. So that's easyjapanesey.com.
Got it. Let's take a look at the contents of the book. How is it put together? Would you let my international audience hear it here on Biz Talk Radio? Go ahead, please, Amy.
Sure. Well, in the beginning of the book, I basically tell you how to build a bowl of ramen, because that in itself is kind of an art. You know, everything needs to be made ahead of time, and in order to put it all together so that you deliver a piping hot bowl, you kind of need to know how to prep all the different components. So that's how it starts off. And then I teach you the basics of making traditional ramen soup bases. So those that are known to people that eat ramen a lot are four different basic soup types. You have a shio, which is like a salt-based ramen. And then you have a tonkotsu, which is a pork bone-based ramen. You have shoyu, which is a soy sauce-based ramen, and you have a miso base, which most people know what miso is. It's a miso-based ramen soup. So the beginning of my book goes over how to make those four soup bases, and then I take those four soup bases, and the rest of the recipes in my book, along with some great side dishes to ramen, are really taking those four bases and making very non-traditional ramen, or what's called original style ramen, with those. So I might take, you know, a spicy miso ramen and make a spicy pork tantan men, which actually has no broth, and that's a Chinese version of the Chinese dan dan noodle. So it's made with blended chili oil, chili pepper, sesame paste, Szechuan numbing spices, and it was inspired by some of the best tantan men I had in Tokyo. Or I might take, you know, another base, like the shio base, and mix coconut milk in there with some curry powder, and I'll make an Indonesian pork ramen with it. So it's really taking those original four ramen and turning those into different original style ramens that vary from meats used with pork, with chicken, with beef, with seafood, with just vegetables. I have a cold ramen. I have specialty ramen with lobster, with tea and duck. I have a cheese ramen. I have a seaweed fried chicken ramen. So there's really so many ways that you can go when you start delving into your own original style. But it's important to know that the basics of ramen start with these four basic types.
You have, at the beginning of your book, which is very beautiful, Amy Kimoto Khan, Simply Ramen is the name of the book, ramen soup bases and noodles. What are some of the bases that you use to make some of these dishes?
So, I explained that the four different types, the miso, the tonkotsu, the shoyu, and the shio, are the four basic types. So some of the ingredients that you use, maybe let's say for the miso one, I wanted to make sure that the ingredients were fairly accessible for people that maybe weren't near an Asian market. So I went into my local Whole Foods and I said, how can we make a very flavorful, richly layered miso soup base for my ramen that is using all of the ingredients in the grocery store? And so you've got, your basic mirepoix, like your carrot, your onion, your celery. You've got apple and garlic. You've got bacon fat, sesame oil, ground pork, ginger, sriracha, which is now readily available everywhere, soy sauce, which is readily available, kelp granules, which most Whole Foods have, apple cider vinegar, sesame seed paste or tahini, which is everywhere now, and you have white miso and red miso, which I've seen in many grocery stores. So all of these ingredients for my miso base, you can find anywhere, and I think that that's what makes this book great for, the everyday cook, is that you can find all of those at your local market, and you don't have to worry about ordering anything online or going to an Asian market.
Tell me, what are some of your favorite recipes in that beautifully done book called Simply Ramen? Amy, pick some.
I would say in learning how to cook ramen, I also learned that there are different types of how ramen is prepared. So you can have a tsukemen, which is a type of ramen where the soup and the noodles are served separately. And so I make a really good cold soup called chilled cucumber tsukemen. It's on page 117 of my book. And I love it because the cold broth has very minimal ingredients, and it's great for the summertime. And you can go to your local farmer's market and find a lot of the ingredients that you need for it available and in season. That's one of my favorites. I would say that I have a specialty ramen called the Kamo Matcha Ramen, which is on page 129, and that is where I take a tea and soy sauce smoked duck with sliced pear and cilantro and marinated half-cooked egg, and it's in a matcha or green tea-infused shio, which is a salt-based broth. And that is just so unique and different, and I feel like not very many people would be able to have that out in a ramen ya or a ramen restaurant, but they could certainly make it at home.
I tell you, the photography is still just absolutely wonderful. What are some of are there any desserts listed in the book?
I think that I don't have any desserts in this book, but I definitely have desserts on my website. I have a matcha, which is a green tea infused coconut milk custard that is wonderful. That's on my website. And, as far as other desserts, I think it's pretty easy for people to now find mochi ice cream in their grocery store, which is a wonderful dessert that would go really well with ramen. And, there are all kinds of great Japanese sweets that would make going to an Asian or Japanese store an adventure.
I want to thank you, Amy Kimoto Khan. Good luck with Simply Ramen. Where is it available before I say thank you and goodbye?
at all major retailers, and Barnes & Noble, at Kinokuniya, at the Japanese bookstore, on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com. It should be available in any bookstore that you see, and if you don't, you can ask for it, and they will order it for you. And especially on Amazon, you can definitely get it there.
Merci beaucoup. That means I thank you very much. Great job, Amy Komodokan. And enjoy the reward for writing such a beautiful book. And you people out there, my
today,
audience, don't
ever,
go
Americans
away.
Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free.
and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Thank you again, my great international audience here on Biz Talk Radio. If you have a computer handy or whatever you're using, go to Biz Talk Radio and click on Listen Live anywhere in the world. Joining me today, not for the first time, but a very regular attending guest, Mr. Gig Gwynn. He is the chairman and CEO of a marvelous travel company called Gwynn's, G-W-I-N-S Travel, in Kirkwood, Missouri, right outside St. Louis. How are things going, Gig? I hope you're well. Things are all right in your area.
Things are going very fine. It's a normal, warm St. Louis day, and I thought maybe today, Pierre, we could start to talk about festivals and particularly harvests, because this is the time of year that lots of the fruit trees and the orchards start to yield their lovely products, and it goes all the way into October into Germany and Oktoberfest, and harvests are all around the world. So I thought that would be a great topic, particularly for people who have families, because harvest festivals are generally geared towards family groups.
Farmers markets are very popular at this point. Talking about festivals, we had an art festival and a coffee festival, would you believe, all here in the Denver general area. What are some of the festivals that you have attended? Are they also mentioned in your book that's called Travel Dreams Sold Here?
Yeah. They are, Pierre. Festivals and celebrations, I do have a subchapter on that in the book. And here's some food for thought, pardon the pun. Apples, of course, always seem to dominate the mid to cooler areas, such as the Oregon and Northern California, Washington, and then Pennsylvania and up into New York and New England. So there's a lot of times when the harvest starts. It's a little bit early right now in July, but you'll see the harvest can start in lots of different places, and a lot of the little local towns have their own little festivals. And what are they famous for? Well, obviously eating. You can probably eat peaches or cherries or pears or apples in almost all the states of the Union. There's a lot of merriment. It's a time to rejoice. In a lot of cases, it was traditional because so many people had to work the harvest. And there's always contests. There's always music. And a lot of the harvests wrap around church activities, too. Not only, as you said, the farmers market areas, but also people going to church, ladies with their favorite recipes. Always a great time to go and sample the fun of a festival there.
During your world travel, and you've been to just about every country in the world, did you discover also festivals similar to what we have here in our great United States of America?
Yeah, absolutely. Europe has quite a tradition that goes back, in many cases, hundreds of years. You know, in Britain, they even have a crowning of the Lord of the Harvest. And people get dressed up in Renaissance or medieval outfits and parade around usually the town square. So you see that a lot. And, of course, I guess in a interesting way, the most famous harvest gathering in the world would probably be the Oktoberfest in Munich.
In Munich. Any beer available there? Have you tried it?
You know Oktoberfest, which, as you and I know, starts in September.
Right, the end of September.
It's really, really a very popular event, not only for American tourists, but particularly for the people of the Germanic areas, Austria, the Czech Republic, etc. And it's of course the harvest of the wheats and the harvest of the grains that go into the production of the pilsners and lager beers, the ales. But it's also a family time, and as you know, because you used to live there, Oktoberfest can be very much of a family activity where there are all kinds of different kinds of music, many churchgoers will celebrate at their churches in that area. We as tourists tend to think about Oktoberfest as sitting around a pub and drinking wonderful Bavarian beer, but in fact there are lots of foods and that cheeses, etc. Ooh, I was on the Main River, and they were having a festival there, and they brought out it was a wine festival, actually, white wines, Rieslings for the most part. And the locals the locals brought out their cheeses and sausages that were, of course, compatible with the Riesling wines or the white wines and the Chardonnays, etc. And boy, were they compatible. My golly, it's such a joy to eat food at the same time where somebody has blended that flavor with the flavor of the wines or the beers.
Right. I meant to say, when you mentioned the Riesling, the Alsatian Riesling, where I come from, Alsace, are very famous, and they have great festivals that bring out the varieties of Rieslings made in Alsace. You know those types of wine. Gewürztraminer has been very famous for many, many years. Have you ever tasted it?
I have, indeed. I've really enjoyed my time in that region of Europe because I most enjoy that the pleasure of the company. As a matter of fact, when we were on the Main River cruise, we stopped in Würzburg, which is a relatively large town, and they have a huge palace there. And we sightseed in the daytime, beautiful formal gardens. And then at night they brought us back from the ship, and they took us down into a cellar that had, it must appear, it must have had a 30-foot ceiling on it. And they stored these giant barrels of wine about the size of a Volkswagen. And again, they had set for us tables, kind of what you and I would call church tables, And the whole place was lit with about 250 candles. No natural, no electric lights. So that was quite a festival.
Keep these thoughts. We'll be talking about that. River cruising, and let's not forget, the Panama Canal has been extended. And what does that mean? All that and more with the one and only Mr. Gig Gwynn, the CEO and chairman of Gwynn's Travel. Give that number quickly, please, Gwynn.
If anybody needs any travel information, it's 314-571-6937.
Would you do that again one more time in order to reach that wonderful travel company, Gwynn's Travel, one more time, please?
314-571-6937, Pierre.
And that's for tomorrow, Monday. We'll continue to talk about travel. And don't forget that you could still get the book called Travel Dreams sold here by none other than Graydon Gig Gwynn right here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. We'll continue in just a few moments. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host.
Singing bird in the croaking toad. I've got a name. I've got a name. And I carry it with me.
Heifer believes all people deserve dignity, opportunity, and a future free from hunger. That when people are provided the right tools, education, and livestock, they will transform their lives. Since 1944, Heifer International has given help, healing, and hope to millions of impoverished families in the U.S. and worldwide. You can visit heifer.org to purchase a gift that grows. It may just be the best gift you'll ever give, the gift of everlasting change.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. 5 diamond and 5 stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to the first hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide each and every Sunday for 2 hours. Right here on Biz, B-I-Z, Talk Radio. Go to it and click on Listen Live and can listen to it anywhere in the world. My wonderful, outstanding guest who has been around the world a few times, Mr. Gig Gwynn. Graydon is his real name. He's written a book called Travel Dreams Sold Here. I recommend you go to your library and see whether you can find a Travel Dreams Sold Here. Now let's talk about the Panama Canal. It's been in the news recently, particularly since it's been expanded and changed. How often have you traversed from the Atlantic to the Pacific and vice versa, Gig?
Well, I've been very fortunate to be in Panama probably a half a dozen times, and I've been to the Gatun Lake, the Gatun Locks, but believe it or not, I have never actually done a Panama Canal trip, but I will in October, and I'll be able to see.
You will be just enjoying. You will be in one of the locks way up. The ship is up, and down below is a sailboat the size of a matchbook by comparison to yours. I mean, this is an experience, and usually they have a guide come aboard that will talk about the original construction, which was started by the French, as you may recall, Gig.
Yes.
And
have you had a chance to do a Panama Canal cruise?
Three different times.
Oh, my God.
You know, like you say, the Gatun Lake and the experiences that you end up from one side of the world to the other, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and normally end up in Seattle or Los Angeles, or beginning cruise might be in Florida somewhere, and then through the canal. The canal has been vital for shipping goods, and during the war, it was also vital to keep it open. Isn't that right, Gig?
It is. It is for sure. And it's interesting, Pierre, that, you know, the Americans and Teddy Roosevelt finished it. And the size of that lock, Gatun Lock, has determined in large part the size of cruise ships, because a cruise ship, for example, has to be small enough or agile enough to get through the locks. Now, why would that be important? Well, of course, if there are several cruise ships in Alaska in June, July, August, they will then, when the cold weather comes up there, and it does get very cold in Alaska, they will reposition themselves down through the Panama Canal and, in most cases, wind up either for Mediterranean or Baltic cruises or stay in the Caribbean for the winter. So the size of that lock has determined in part and parcel the size of cruise ships around the world. But the new locks, as you know, are three times as big, and as a result of that, bigger cruise ships will be able to get through. Now, where are those bigger cruise ships? Well, a lot of them are sailing year-round in the Caribbean, either in the Leeward Islands, the Windward Islands, or, you know, those popular destinations that people like to take. And, of course, the Caribbean has a funny season because in the dead of winter, everybody wants to go to the Caribbean. But in June, July, and August, a lot of people go to the Caribbean, even though it's hot, because the families are, you know, not in school. So the new Panama Canal locks will change tourism quite a bit, I would say, in the next 3 or 4 years. There will be a big shift to larger ships being able to go through the Panama Canal locks.
That area is very interesting, as I told you, particularly when the guide comes aboard the ship and tells you the history of the canal and the water that comes from lakes nearby to fill the locks with water. It's a never forget this type of trip. What's upcoming for you in October? You said you're going to go that way?
Yeah, and I may do a Baltic cruise in September, yet to be totally confirmed. But if I do, I'll report back to you on it. It includes the eastern side of the Baltic, which would be Germany up in Rostock, and then over to Gdansk in Poland, and then Lithuania,
Estonia, and Latvia.
Correct.
those three. And Warnemünde in Germany, you'd be able to enjoy that area. I wish the ship would also call on St. Petersburg, which is absolutely fabulous.
It does. So we'll have 2 days in St. Petersburg, and I've done that before, Petrovorets and other wonderful places, but there's so much to see and do in St. Petersburg, and there's still more things for me to see and do, so I look forward to doing that in September.
Give your number again, Gwyn's Travel. Tomorrow they can call for any travel needs. Go ahead.
1 minute. You can call area code 314-571-6937. And I look forward to talking to anybody personally if they would like to call. Pierre, are you summer bound in the Denver area, or do you have any trips?
We are leaving on the 23rd of July this month, a couple of weeks, less than that. And we are going to sail for the 10th time to Alaska on Holland America's Westerdam. That's where we're up to. And the whole family is going.
Gee, by this time you ought to know the moose and the elk personally.
Absolutely.
Introduce yourself and shake hands.
There's always something to discover in that part of the world. Thank you very much. Get Gwyn of Gwyn's Travel. Have a good weekend. All of you out there, thank you. And stay tuned to the second hour of America's Dining and Travel Guide, coming to you each and every Sunday on Biz Talk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.